Today's recording is in the merit of Menachem Shmuel ben Toba and Cyril Perl bas Miriam, that they should find much favor in the eyes of God and of men for complete success and much blessing in all things physical and spiritual. One of my all-time favorite Hasidic teachings is a line that the Tzemach Tzedek said to his son, the Rebbe Maharash, Reb Shmuel of Lubavitch, when he was 7 years old. It's today's Hayom Yom. And you'll understand it's not just a saying, it's not just an aphorism, it's a way of living. He said to him as follows, that one of the greatest kindnesses that God did to humanity is that he made that we walk on 2 feet, and therefore we can see the sky, as opposed to animals that walk on all four that only see the earth. What does it mean that the kindness that God did to us is that we walk on 2 feet, that we could see the sky, that we could see the heavens? Obviously, he's not talking about the physical sky, because there are animals that could also geographically look up and see the sky. And on the other hand, there are many human beings whose eyes are always downcast towards the earth. But we understand what that means, that we're able to see the heavens, we're able to see the sky. It doesn't mean where we're geographically looking. It means even when we're looking at the earth, we're able to see the heavens. It doesn't matter what you're physically looking at. If you're a human being walking on 2 feet, meaning you have the stature, the real form of humanity, you're able to see the sky, the heavens, as you're looking at the earth. You're able to see God as you're looking at anything else in the world. Which, of course, is why we always refer to God as our Father in heaven, Avinu Shebashamayim. Seemingly, what does it mean that you're referring to God in heaven, Shebashamayim? Are we giving God an address? Of course, God is everywhere. Everything is the light of Hashem. But rather, of course, it means our Father who enters our consciousness and awareness. When we have a heavenward gaze at all reality, no matter what we're looking at, you're seeing our Father in heaven. It's a different way of perception. It's a different way of viewing the world. It's a different lifestyle. It's a lifestyle of with your eyes open while looking at the earth, seeing heaven and seeing God. Meditate on this for a moment. Wherever you happen to be looking, I want you to find something to look at. Find any object or detail to look at. Something that you think to be extremely inconsequential. Just look at anything wherever you happen to be facing, whether it's a branch on a tree, a leaf, a blade of grass, a squirrel in your backyard, an old pen cast aside someplace on your desk, or perhaps a human being that's right now in your field of vision that you consider to be inconsequential. Just stare at any one detail within the whole universe. Just look at that. And as you're staring at that thing on the earth, think in your mind about God's infinite being, the infinite Ein Sof, infinite light of God. Whatever you're looking at right now, is that part of the revelation of God's infinite being? Of course it is. Keep physically looking at that thing that seems so unimportant, and keep in your mind thinking about God's infinite light, His infinite revelation. Whatever you're looking at is one minuscule aspect of that infinite revelation of God. But God's infinite revelation wouldn't be complete if this thing that you're looking at wasn't part of it. What the Kabbalah refers to tzimtzum, the concealment, is the fact that right now you're seeing this as one detail and not just part of God's infinite revelation. And all of the worlds and levels and spheres and manifestations and downchaining that all of Kabbalah speaks about is to bring about that what you're looking at right now you see as one particular thing, as opposed to seeing it as part of God's infinite revelation of everything that God is, as part of Ein Sof. But truly, this thing that you thought was so unimportant is nothing other than part of God's infinite light. And if you view it as such, then you're seeing the sky, then you're standing on 2 feet, and you're seeing it as part of our Father in heaven, Avinu Shebashamayim. Which, of course, is why Shema Yisrael, Shema is an acronym that stands for Su'umar Meinechem. Pick your eyes up to the heavens. It doesn't mean geographically. It means that whatever you're looking at on earth, see God in it and through it. And that's living with the Shema, the true unity of God. And maybe that's why the Tzemach Tzedek told it to his son, Reb Shmuel of Lubavitch, when he was only 7 years old, because sometimes you need to have a childish naivete and a true childish faith and a childish excitement to view the world in such a way. That's why a child could be so enamored and so excited by any detail, because the child is still living with that truth that his soul perceives, that it's all part of God's infinity. How many times can a man look up before he sees the sky? How long can we live on earth and see things with our eyes and not see the sky? May we begin living in such a way, and thereby when Mashiach comes, we will see heaven on earth.